Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker. The protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
You know, I was saying this is everybody wants new in basketball. We got to go small ball. And everybody, it's all threes. And that's fine. I adapt too. I hope so. But what I like about UConn, they have these certain principles that they feel very old school to me. And the coach can still use volume. They defend like old school defend. They can shoot threes. That's okay. But they got no interest in small ball and just shooting threes. They go through their bigs. And they have what I think with Coach K, Jay Wright, Roy Williams leaving, there is an opening. And it's not that Dan Hurley needed an opening, but you can make an argument is this is what coaching looks like in 2024. And he has been nice enough to take time for us today and join us live. Dan Hurley, UConn's basketball coach. So I view you, I look at you and I think, oh, I love this guy. This guy is old school. You know, he'll bark at players. He likes bigs. He likes physicality. But that's how I view you. Do you view you as a little bit old school?
Absolutely. You know, I think I represent in terms of like the, you know, the way that we push our players, the way that we challenge them to be, you know, to get better, but then also be about winning. I think like the values, the work ethic, the preparation, the accountability, I think is all old school. But then I do think, though, you know, we do play the modern, you know, game of basketball, you know, blended with some of the analytics. Obviously, you know, becoming a better offensive team has, you know, has changed the trajectory of our program in the last, you know, couple of years. It was our undoing a couple of years ago in that New Mexico State game. But, you know, that was kind of like a come to Jesus moment in terms of you know, just becoming a better coach and not having holes in your game.
You know, Dan, the NIL and the transfer portal, it's very difficult. Some coaches, you could see some of these college basketball guys, these legends, they're like, I'm out. It is hard to create loyalty when you bark at players. Everybody thinks they're a little better than they are, yet you demand they play defense. You're not afraid to bark. But yet you're endearing enough to players that nobody plays as hard as you. I said the other day, you're the UNLV Rebels with Tark. And I remember Krzyzewski saying to me one time before he played him, he goes, we play hard. He goes, we don't play as hard as UNLV. I don't know how he gets them to play that hard. You, in a world where every kid wants to leave the minute he hits the bench, how do you get these guys to be so endearing and yet you demand so much of them?
Well, I just think, you know, we don't, you know, misrepresent things when we go through the recruiting process with them. You know, when they, when they visit campus, I demand that they are here at a time of year where they can see practice, so they could see, you know, potentially, you know, what they'd be getting themselves into, you know, what the environment is truly going to be like for them, the emphasis that we're going to put, you know, on winning. You know, I do think, though, you know, we spend so much time with our players. You know, I think a lot of other college coaches, you know, complain about having the players on campus during the summer. Oh, man, I got a coach during the summer. I wish they would double our summer hours. yeah, I wish they would. The easiest part of my day is that time on the court, you know, with the boys. But, you know, the players understand they've got friends that play in other college programs. They understand the commitment that I make and the staff makes to helping them absolutely max out the value in their career. And when you invest that type of time and love and, you know, any athlete or player worth anything is going to allow you to get the most out of them.
You may end up facing Zach Edey. And I had said, I don't know what his NBA future is, but I know how good Gonzaga is. And I watched him eat Gonzaga alive twice. And Gonzaga may lose infrequently. Nobody's blowing Gonzaga out. Mark Few came on our show last week and said, I don't know what to do. I don't have an answer. And I look at Zach Edey and I think, I don't know if he's a pro, but nobody's stopping Giannis and Jokic and Embiid now. You can't tell me there's not 15 minutes a night. I know that you haven't probably scouted them yet, but what is your take on, like, an Edey when people say, yeah, he's just a college guy? And I'm like, Dan, I don't know. What's your take on that?
So, I guess a little sad. if Zach Edey is not like a lottery pick and, you know, a tremendous NBA player, then there's something wrong with the NBA. You know, like, then they're maybe not playing the right game at that level. You know, this guy's been as dominant, you know, like, brings you back to like Ralph Sampson, Patrick Ewing, David Robinson type of performances at that spot. So, you know, the kid's a special player. And special players, when they go to that next level, they add new skills quickly. So I think he's going to get to the NBA and increase his range in his shooting, his passing, his dribbling, and he'll adapt. That's what special players do.
So the last team to repeat was Florida. That was Billy Donovan's teams. Those were good teams. They had, if I recall, Noah, Ronnie Brewer, a lot of NBA guys, and they played defense as well. And so you win last year, and I always think, oh boy, that's tough. That's hiccup time. You're a target every game. UConn's always a bit of a target. But have there been times this season, Dan, that you were worried about, okay, kind of a bad practice, guys aren't focused in? Have you seen any of that from your team? Did you worry about it?
Yeah, I was a little worried when we were picked closer to fourth than we were third in the preseason coaches poll in the Big East. You know, and then, you know, our close scrimmage, you know, versus Virginia, you know, we got smoked in the second half of that close scrimmage. That was a little scary. You know, our first Big East game this year, Seton Hall, you know, beat us by double figures, and obviously Klingon got hurt in that one, but I'll say this, Colin, man, the thing about stores and UConn is it attracts serious people. You know, you lived here. You've been around the state. You know the landscape here. You know how big UConn basketball is.
Yep.
I just think that this place, you know, it's obviously got one of the best brands and incredible recent history. But there's, you know, there's less grimy places that you can go and play college basketball. That's maybe, you know, they've got a bigger social media presence you know, than we have here. You know, they got bigger social media. They got, you know, better marketing. You know, they got more national media behind them. I think UConn, though, it attracts serious basketball people, and I think that explains a lot of our success.
Yeah, there's never been in the history of college athletics, the women's program, the men's program are, I mean, I can remember saying this to friends years ago, ask Duke who they don't want to play in the tournament. It was always Calhoun. Like, they're just men. I mean, that was always my feeling. And in a weird way, don't you kind of like it? That even though if you win a title, you'll have six. That's more than Krzyzewski. That's more than Kansas. That's like UCLA territory. Don't you kind of like it? that you're not as discussed as Michigan football's got two natties since 1950. We can't stop talking about them. Don't you kind of like the underdog thing a little?
Oh, I love it. I love it, and then we use it. I mean, it's awesome fuel. You know, the slights, the perceived slights, the made up slights, the quotes that we make up here that people have never said. Misquoting opposing coaches and players about our players. You got to use it all, because when you achieve a level of success that we've had going back to a calendar year, the human nature stuff is there, that complacency, and you got to use anything at your disposal to keep the boys on edge.
Dan Hurley, what a pleasure. Big favorite. That's just the world they live in now against Alabama. There's bigs all over the place. Burns and Zach Edey, they run their offense through bigs as well. They're physical. I said a couple days ago, the refs may be the only thing that could beat you. If you're allowed to play physical basketball, you guys are a complete handful. A complete handful. I love your style, and I appreciate you taking 10 minutes because you're kind of a busy guy these days, Dan, and I really appreciate it.
Colin, this is a great one to be on, man. Been a big fan forever, man. So I know I've hit, we've done some good things here if I've landed on this show.
All right. Thanks, Coach. All right. Later. Good stuff. Really a remarkable, when I lived there for 10 years, it's really a remarkable story. They don't get the headlines of now they do. Geno does, obviously. But for years, it was Tennessee or it was a Stanford, and you've had other great players, and Kim Mulkey gets a lot of attention. And it's just like all UConn does with basketball is win natties. That's all they do. And I like the word. He goes, we're a little grimy. We're not what everybody is. But I just think there's nothing wrong. I like evolving, too. There's nothing wrong with old school.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
How about him saying, we conjure up disrespect? It's like Michael Jordan. Misquotes from coaches talking about our program, our kids. That's awesome. That was that and the fact that he said honesty during the recruiting process. That's a big takeaway for me.
We don't blow smoke.
Exactly. You want to come to stores? This is the process. This is how it's going to be.
You and I talked about this morning. There's about a 7-state area, mm-hmm. and not all of them are hotbeds, but
Maine, Vermont,
New York, Delaware, Maine, Vermont, Connecticut, and you start Massachusetts. Sure. You start cobbling together. There's 7 states there, and they are the singular basketball power. Now, Syracuse, Boeheim's now gone, so you don't quite know. But it's like St. John's isn't, despite Bettino. Like, you get into a 7-8 state area where, when I grew up as a kid, the Washington Huskies were great. And they were surrounded by your Oregons and your Idaho, Wyoming, all this stuff. But it was like they were the power in like a 5 or 6 state area. And they got the best players from all the states. And, Villanova, I guess, with Jay Wright gone, is that one they battle. But Villanova tends to recruit the D.C. area.
Yeah, this could potentially be 6 titles in 25 years, going back to 99. That's incredible.
It really is. With all the people trying to win now, the big money in college basketball and football. All right, Albert Breer around the corner, some NFL stuff. Where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong on a Monday, plenty of both. And the question I can't figure out in sports. Live in L.A., it's The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
So we do it every Monday. It's called Where Colin Was Right, Where Colin Was Wrong. Over the past week, there's plenty of both, and here we go.
Where Colin was right?
I've said for the first time, probably in about a year or two, that I really liked this Laker team. They've won now 7 of 10. They have great length. They match up with Denver. Don't beat them, but they match up well, and not everybody in this league does. D'Lo has been great since December when he got benched. Jared Vanderbilt's coming back. And I think they've beaten good teams. They've beaten the Clippers and OKC and Minnesota and the Celtics and the Bucks. Some of those games on the road. So I've been critical of the Lakers, but what I see now is a team where Austin Reeves can be the fourth scorer, not the second or the third. And I think when you put Austin in that space, this is a team that could play for a championship.
Where Colin was wrong.
I really like the Jets' moves this offseason. Redick, a couple of tackles, getting older players, Mike Williams, who are at the end of it, but they don't feel like you're getting guys that are just Aaron Rodgers' buddies. They're productive, older players who have won a lot of games. But Diana Russini says, don't kid yourself. Aaron's getting a heads up on all this.
Aaron Rodgers hasn't lost any power at all. He 100% is involved in everything the New York Jets has done. Because here's the problem, Colin. You can't give the keys over to him when he joins the Jets and then go, oh, wait, you know, you tore your Achilles and recommended some really crappy players to us that we signed for you, so now we're going to take them back.
Aaron still has the power.
Where Colin was right?
I said Bill Belichick feels very old school, wants the power with personnel, can be a bit grumpy. Everybody has to sacrifice. Well, he's got no market. The story is Bill's planning to write a book. TV, no offers. Head coach, no offers. Running a franchise like Bill Parcells later did in Miami, no offers. Listen, this league is pivoted. If you're a defensive coach like D'Amico Ryans, you got to have a feel for offense. Raheem Morris in Atlanta, Sean McVay's buddy, you got to have a feel for offense. I think Belichick's an all-time great, but I kept saying is, be very careful. I've seen it happen a million times where an old successful coach digs his feet in, kind of it's embedded on his way of doing things, and those offers dry up quickly. Not for long. You got to win in the league. You got to adapt. Andy Reid has. Bill doesn't feel like he has.
Where Colin was wrong.
I didn't think Jerry Jones would ever finally say, I'm going to let Dak Prescott, one of my stars, play through his contract. Not going to negotiate early, but that's exactly what Jerry did at the NFL meetings, and that's what he should do. Dak is a very good quarterback, but when you get blitzed at home by Jordan Love, when you are sub-500 against winning teams in your career and have really beaten up on bad Giants and Commander teams and bad NFC teams, you shouldn't start negotiations at $58 million. Patience in negotiating, regardless of the employee or the employer, matters. And Jerry's patient approach is the right approach, but I didn't think we'd see it with Dak.
Where Colin was right?
The Warriors, Tim Kawakami, respected journalist in the Bay Area, said the Warriors need Draymond Green. That's why they accept the chaos. They've won 4 straight. By the way, 8 of 9 yesterday, 21 points, 11 assists, 6 steals. I've said this about him. He's not only a great defensive player,
He makes them practice hard. He holds teammates and coaches accountable. And he is much more than people understand, an offensive catalyst. Steve Kerr even said yesterday, like, how great was he? When Draymond plays well, they win. When Steph shoots well, they don't always win. When Draymond is on his game, this team beats virtually everybody not named Denver.
Where Colin was wrong.
I think Minnesota is an up-and-coming team, but DraftKings Sportsbook over-unders had them at 6.5. And I'm like, I love their offense. I love their coach. I like Sam Darnold. 6.5? That's like Carolina, New England, New York Giant territory. So I am much higher on the Minnesota Vikings than everybody else. Now, some of it could be the division, which I think Green Bay and Detroit front offices have built like 5-6 year star power rosters, but I like Minnesota much more than DraftKings.
Where Colin was right.
But the Bears are 8.5 over under, and I think that's a signal that Caleb Williams is going to work. So think about this. Justin Fields won 10 games in 3 years. They think Caleb Williams could win 9 games next year. Now, some of that is the offensive weapons, but none of those players, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, they're not worth a point a game. This is the NFL. What they're telling you is even in a division with talented Green Bay and Detroit, as the NFC gets better, they think Caleb Williams is going to be battling for a playoff. And this is what I've been saying for a year. Caleb Williams and Justin Fields are not the same. Caleb Williams is one of the best prospects in a decade. Justin Fields was a 50-50 deal when he walked into this league based on his coach and where he landed.
Where Colin was right.
Everybody says Donovan Mitchell. I say Trae Young is going to end up in Los Angeles. And there are Laker rumors now. Joe Van Buha of The Athletic saying, keep your eye on Trae Young. And the reason I think he works for the Lakers, first of all, shooters are always great with LeBron. Secondly, he's got star power. And AD in his prime or late prime, Trae Young in his prime, and an older LeBron feels like a championship team to me. Los Angeles has always attracted bona fide stars. I think Donovan Mitchell's an excellent player. I think Trae Young has star power, and that's why I think his game would come to Los Angeles with LeBron, get a little cleaned up, not quite as loose, and I think he'd be a big hit in Los Angeles.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
So let's talk about this. Stephon Diggs gone. Josh Allen, the Bills star quarterback, absolutely signed off on this. I was told a year ago that privately Josh Allen was getting frustrated with some of the drama. There is no proof you need a number one receiver, a dominant number one receiver to win a Super Bowl. You do need a good coach. You generally need a better than average offensive line and pass rush, and you need some weapons. But a star number one receiver, there's no proof. Chiefs didn't have it this year. Stephon Diggs is very good. 5 years in Minnesota and 4 with the Buffalo Bills, but a little drama in both places, and Kirk Cousins and Josh Allen win. That's the NFL. You keep the quarterback if he's B-plus or above. The one position in the NFL that historically has given us some drama with personality just tends to be wide receiver. I've got my own theories why. Andre Rison, T.O., Randy Moss, Dez Bryant, A.B., it's just that one position. But make no doubt about it, Stephon Diggs is excellent and was incredibly productive, first in the NFL in receiving yards since he has arrived there. He mattered. He was very valuable despite some turbulence in the last year and a half. He is a great fit for the Texans. I'll get to that in a second. But wide receivers in the NFL tend to be all about fit. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, buddies since college. Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp, it's literally like they read each other's minds on routes. Julian Edelman and Tom Brady, highly detailed and precise players, were literally monsters year after year in the playoffs. But this is the thing with wide receivers, especially those that are outspoken in drama, they have an expiration date. Now, they're not like milk. They're not going to sour in a week. It can take years. And Stephon Diggs was highly productive, a player I like a lot in Minnesota, and highly productive. I think he's going to end his career in Houston and be really, really good with C.J. Stroud, the Texans. And here's the thing about the NFL. It's so crazy. If you get the quarterback right, C.J. Stroud. Isn't it amazing how everything works? Every single move. Joe Mixon. A run game. That'll work. Stephon Diggs. I like that. Every draft pick. Tank Dell. I knew that guy was going to be. That's what happens when you get the quarterback right. When you don't in Carolina, and a year ago, year and a half ago, Carolina, Houston were the same thing. A mess. A mess. Carolina's quarterback's not working so far. Nothing feels like it's right. In Houston, every move feels like it's working right. But here's my concerns if you're Buffalo. This is an offensive league now. Andy Reid, the greatest offensive coach arguably ever, and maybe the best coach ever, has rebuilt his offensive line twice in a year, rebuilt his receiving core more than once, and his defense. And they just keep getting to Super Bowls. Can Sean McDermott, a defensive coach, who has struggled to build a running game for 7 years, has struggled to consistently build an offensive line. Can he now totally rebuild his receiving core in one draft? I have my doubts. Again, Andy Reid, Sean McVay, those guys rebuild receiving cores, rebuild run games, rebuild offensive lines in an offseason. Because the league now It's all about elevating them. McVay, if he coached 20 years ago, Andy Reid did coach 20 years ago, the rules all worked against them. Now the defensive coaches have them all working against them. And I've had my doubts with Pete Carroll's last several offensive lines, Mike Tomlin's offensive line, Sean McDermott's offensive lines, Brandon Staley and the Chargers, it got worse. Can McDermott rebuild this wide receiving core? It's a good draft for receivers in 1 year. Because Baltimore looks like it'll be better. Kansas City's going nowhere. Miami's still good. Aaron Rodgers coming back. C.J. Stroud's now a star. Herbert has Jim Harbaugh. The AFC last year was an opening. Burrow hurt. Mahomes had a bad receiving core. Justin Herbert didn't have a capable coach. The AFC next year is going up. It's going to get better. The star quarterback's getting better. The star quarterback's healthy. I just don't know if Buffalo took advantage of that small window of weakness last year in the conference. Wish them well. They're not going to draft just one receiver. I'd expect two.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.